Hello, my name is Roxanne Nahichi. I am an artist and designer.
You have all these objects here, tables, lamps, and I understand that they're made from salt. Do you mix the salt with something? How does it work?
We have our own composition. The blend is 100% natural. It's about 95% sea salt and 5% organic binders derived from pine resin. And the objects are cast and they're dried, and then we use a resin to cure them, meaning to protect them at the last layer.
Resin goes around the side. Because these objects, they seem very solid.
They're very solid, they're water resistant, they're very durable.
And then you have a number of lights. And it's really wonderful because it's as if that salt is perfectly made to have light coming from inside. They look just beautiful.
Thank you so much. I think one of the highest points of the material is how it's replicating alabaster, for example, and the translucency of it. So you can really play with the thickness of the material and where the pigments are dispersed to play with light and shadow.
At what point do you add the pigments? The pigments are in spots throughout the...
During the casting process.
And now, to make something that round, you have a mold?
Yes.
And then so you pat it into the mold?
We have air balloons that are inflated during the process inside to create empty space.
Because they're so perfectly round.
Yes. The mold is perfectly spherical. It's in two parts. So you can unmold it in two parts. But first you have to pop to deflate the balloon. Because it dries inside, you deflate the balloon and then you take the mold apart.
How did you decide to launch yourself on this? What made you think of salt?
I worked for our foundation located in south of France named Luma Foundation. And one of the initiatives and the projects there is called Atelier Luma. So I helped the initiators to develop Atelier Luma. And one of the projects of Atelier Luma is to develop design solutions around salt because you have a lot of sea salt in the region of Camargue. And this is where it all started from. I worked with Atelier Luma, I did certain projects for them, and then I kept on working with salts for myself.
The pigments that are used in the examples that are here are subtle. Is it possible, or would you want to do bright colors?
It's absolutely possible. We already had requests for that. Yeah, it's more bold. We had requests for Missoni, for example, which is a clothing brand, very famous one. We did the concept store with them, and they wanted very pop-ish colors. It was nice.
And so what's next?
What's next? We have a bathtub exhibited at Maison et Objets Hong Kong with an architect. We have several larger projects of lightings, but rather wall panels and tire panels with backlights. And we have other interior projects for private clients in the process.
So when you say a bathtub, it's a bathtub made out of...
Out of this material.
Yeah. So then once it's set, this is really set, water doesn't bother it.
We need to test. So the first object that we did in this typology for the bathroom was a sink. We had a lot of testing, of course, because no amount of porosity is allowed, but it's possible.
The resin that you use to cure it, is it the same resin that you put in it?
No.
No.
Because the resin that you use, it's water resistant, but it's not fire resistant. So we really need to protect in order to meet the architectural norms of here, but also the US or wherever we ship. We need to make sure that our outside material is both fire and water resistant.
And so this resin does that?
Yeah.
How do you apply the outside resin?
It depends on the applications. On round objects such as lamps or coffee tables, we brush it or we roll it. But sometimes we just cast it when it's tabletops or shelves or, you know, countertops.
Well, how long have you been doing this?
Almost 10 years now.
So people should definitely come down here to the Sub Rule and see these incredible objects.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.